you live in a world in which segregation is ever present. So I lived in a community that started out as a black community, but by the time I was 8 years old, there was very, very clear racial segregation. And so the community that I grew up in was only then, only became a colored community. So only colored people lived in this community. I only went to colored schools. I literally lived in a world that was a closed world. And access to the outside world happened, you know, in ways that reminded you that segregation was very much part of your life. So even a young child in South Africa grows up with the notion that there is, even if you cannot articulate it, that you're living in a world in which racial categories lead to certain entitlements and certain ways that you live the world. So, for example, I knew very early on as a child that there was a non-white section of the train and a white section of the train, that when I went to parks, there were benches for non-whites and for whites. It's in many ways similar to the South in the United States and Jim Crow and what had happened in this country. The only difference was that we didn't have a constitution that was sort of a, you know, a beacon of what you could aspire to.